Brewers 360, sponsored on Wisconsin's Morning News by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. It is a Monday. We're welcomed in studio by host of Brewers Extra Innings. You can hear him just like I did yesterday on Brewers Warm Up sometimes too. Dominic Catronio in the house. Welcome in, Dom. You're looking well.
Good morning. Good morning. Here we are. Brewers, what a homestand.
7-2, completing the series win yesterday over the Rockies. I said earlier today, Dom, if you tuned in late, if you were getting in maybe just a little after first pitch and you couldn't remember, okay, it's Sunday, but who's the starter in the rotation right now?
Mizorowski.
Jeff and Lane running out of ways to say Mizorowski. 12 of his first 13 batters sent down by the K, including his first seven. That is a franchise record. Dom, you're there every day. You're watching this unfold in real time. Are we running out of positive superlatives for this kid?
I need to make everybody aware that this is national news. That you, anytime Miz takes the mound, you are going to go see something that you've never seen before. You have a chance to do that. You have a chance to see a no-hitter. You have a chance to see a perfect game. Right? I'm sitting here watching Miz in those first four innings, sitting 102 miles an hour. He didn't throw a single fastball under 100. Like, I need you to wrap your head around that. He's a starting pitcher who did not throw a single fastball under 100 miles an hour. He was over 104 multiple times. He struck out 12 of the first 13 batters. That set a live ball era record since 1920. 106 years of baseball history. He set a new record. I need to just convey that, saying, like, this is crazy that this is a homegrown, drafted, scouted, developed product right here in Milwaukee.
What else, though, Dom? I mean, everybody talks about the radar gun, and obviously that velocity, it's hard to deal with throughout a game, especially coming from a starting pitcher like the Miz. But what else about the fastball is just making it so tough for guys to hit? I mean, the movement, but obviously, I mean, the velocity helps.
Yeah, when you get under the hood and some of the things that we look at, one of the stats is called extension. So how far he's physically releasing the baseball. It's one of the top three in all of baseball as far as how far down the mound he gets and is practically handing the baseball. So that adds deception. And it feels like 103 really looks like 106 because you have so much less time to see it. And furthermore, another thing about Miz that's so exceptional is, this is something Aaron Judge told us back in May, is one of the other stats we use called induced vertical break, where how much does the ball rise, it looks like, to the hitter. He doesn't have an elite number on that compared to other starting pitchers or something like that. But what Judge explains is, like, hey, I'm 6'7", he's 6'7", but he's releasing it so low and so close to me. It really looks like an elevator ball, even though those numbers aren't what you'd expect under the hood, where something about the visual of seeing the 6'7" monster squat down low, and, oh, by the way, it's 103.
So speaking of the pitching staff, we did have the end of the Lance McCullers Jr. era after just a couple games. The DFA announced just before, actually, first pitch yesterday. Read the tea leaves a little, Dom, if there is any tea leaf to be read on this. We have the trade deadline coming up a week from today, 5 p.m. Central. A lot of conversation about building that rotation and that starting roster behind Miz, behind Kyle Harrison once he comes back, etc. Is there anything to read here regarding this move that could signal how we might approach that trade deadline in a week?
There are two things at play with McCullers. Number one, the simplest tea read to leave is you couldn't hold a 5-run lead against one of the worst teams in baseball.
True.
Sorry. You know, it's throw strikes. The second thing is the Brewers have reinforcements on the way. D.L. Hall is due to return on this road trip right now to help out in this bullpen. And I think where the Brewers are shopping in this final week before the trade deadline, a week from today, is going to be bullpen help. There isn't a lot of starting pitching available out there. Now, granted, the Tigers still hold all the cards of the will they, won't they, with Tarek Skubal, with Casey Mize, given they're on expiring deals and they're six games under 500. But you can find a way in the American League, because some of these teams are not that good but are still in it. You need to convince them, like, you're not in it. Give us what you have. And that's what Matt Arnold's task is, will be this year, because I think the bullpen is where I would be looking to first.
So that's interesting then, because you brought up on Brewers Warm-Up yesterday, amidst the will they, won't they with Tarek, this name Foster Griffin, right, out of Washington, who he just had a start and got a standing ovation from the crowd, who maybe is reading a little bit that his time in D.C. could be done. And you made a case for potentially keeping an eye on him as a name.
Yeah, left-hander. He doesn't get a lot of hard contact. Doesn't strike out the world, but doesn't walk anybody. And he would be a rental. The Nationals have been quite the story. They are trying to flip any of their, you know, rentals. They don't really have a bullpen. They're only, I think, two games out of a playoff spot right now. They don't have a bullpen to survive. This is a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Now with the Marlins being on an L-12, they're open for business. Oof. And then you look at whatever Detroit decides to do. I don't know what to make of the rest of the American League because the Rangers, as they're only two games above 500. The Astros are two games under 500, but yet they're in it. The Mariners are the most disappointing team in baseball. I just, the American League is what's holding all this up because there are so many mediocre teams in the American League that don't want to give up what they've got.
A trip out to the West Coast now for the crew. Giants, you got a trip to LA. Anything in particular you're kind of watching on this West Coast swing?
You know, I said it on Brewers Weekly on Thursday, the fact that this is the week, given you just swept the Marlins, you won a series against the Mets, you won a series against the Rockies. Now you've got the Giants and the Angels, and both of them are going to be open for business, too, here coming up this week. They're dealing with divided attention, in the words of Pat Murphy, saying, put the hay in the barn, man. This is your last easy, and I'm using that word kind of purposefully. Like, you're a better team than the Giants and the Angels. They're two of the worst teams in their respective leagues. Like, go take care of business, win two more series. You'll be 28 games above 500 by the time you come back home, and you'll be taking on, I believe it's the Pirates and the Twins. And it's like, then the Twins are another team that you could be taking care of business against. So I'm saying, before the next time you see the Cubs, not until the first week of September, keep putting the hay in the barn. This is the week to do it. Go take care of business.
Willie Adames solo home run against his old team this series, yes or no?
I mean, it feels like undoubtedly, but I just hope it happens when it's like 10-1 Brewers.
Fingers crossed. WTMJ's Dominic Catronio. Appreciate you, Dom, in studio. Thanks for hopping in.
Thank you, guys.